It's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined live by Bloomberg's Julia Love. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
So if you searched for something on Google recently, you may have noticed an artificial intelligence overview at the top of the page's search results. I've certainly noticed this. Well, some websites say that is leading to fewer people clicking through to their sites. And while there is a way to block Google from incorporating your page's results, there is a reason why site owners may not want to do that. So, Julia, start with that. Why should we not block those AI results?
Yes, so publishers are facing a real dilemma. They feel that the AI overviews are unfairly summarizing their content, but if they block the crawler that populates the AI overviews, then they risk limiting their visibility in Google search, which would just be a devastating blow to many of these publishers.
I see. So if the sites block the AI summary, then they're less likely to show up in the results. Is that correct?
Exactly. They're less likely to show up in that list of familiar 10 blue links or to show up in a more limited way.
Okay.
without a preview and things like that.
Why do you think Google is doing this, putting this AI summary at the top of the search results?
Well, ever since OpenAI released ChatGPT, many people have said that that is the future of search, that users want a company to just answer their question succinctly and directly. But that has just been a very worrisome prospect for publishers. And so Google is trying to offer up these new experiences, but they also have to take care not to alienate the web ecosystem that depends on them so much.
I have noticed that you really do have to take it with a grain of salt, maybe a big grain of salt, because it's not always accurate. And so if you go directly to a site, at least you know what the source is.
This is true. Yes, I think in the past, we were all kind of accustomed to, if we had a complicated question, we might click on 5 different web pages and, slowly piece together the answer. Now there's AI programs that seem like they can deliver the answer in one fell swoop, but you kind of have to fact check them, and most people don't do that.
Yeah. And is Google, stop me if I'm wrong, but is Google sort of cannibalizing some of its profits by putting the AI summary at the top? Because if people just look at the summary, they're not actually clicking on the website.
Yes. So I think it's less of a problem for Google because they can still display ads alongside the results. What it does, though, is there was kind of always this tacit agreement, between Google and publishers in which, sort of like publishers will let Google, crawl their content if they get traffic in return. And the fear is that, with the summary, they won't click anymore and there won't be that payoff for the publisher.
Okay. One more question for you. We can't talk about Google without talking about the federal court ruling last week that Google had a monopoly on search. How much do you think that decision is playing into all of this?
Yes, well, I think that decision is very significant. I think that people are really just looking at Google's search business through a new lens, and we likely won't know what the remedy will be in that case for several months. But I think that the case underscores that the seeds of the next wave of search are being planted now, and Google continues to enjoy a big advantage.
All right. That is Bloomberg's Julia Love. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
You can hear our tech and business report every weekday at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology every weekday at 8 a.m.